The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Our game coverage brought to you in part by Short's Root Beer Stand. Their upcoming daily specials include, you can join Short's tomorrow for a foot-long basket. Saturday, it's their shrimp dinner. And join Short's on Mother's Day for their delicious chili dog basket. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and now open Sundays from noon to 8. Short's Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they happily accept your credit and debit cards. Squaring up to Bunda on the first pitch to Wyatt Morrison. It's a good butt. Johnson off-balance throw pulls Repka off the first base bag. Morrison's going to be safe here in the top of the fourth inning.
Bunt base hit for Mr. Nochel.
First hit by the Giants. No, someone else other than the Young. How about that?
Marty Johnson, the third baseman, got caught playing back a little bit and charged the ball, fielded it with his glove. He should have barehanded that. He would have had a much better chance of getting Nochel out, but I don't think he would have got him anyway. It's going to bring up Wyatt Morrison, the shortstop, who's looked very impressive in the field.
Oh, so that was not.
Yeah, he was up at bat when the runner got thrown out stealing.
So Nochel on board with the bunt base hit, and currently Morrison with an 0-1 count. Oh, so that's what those markings were in my score sheet. Swing and a foul going out of play toward Hatch Avenue. Nochel had a 1-2 count when the pitch out was called for, and DeYoung was caught quite easily to end the top of the third inning.
That's right. Morrison now with an 0-2 count on him. Nobody out. We're in the top of the fourth inning. The Cardinals lead 1-0. The Maroon Giants with a runner on first.
Throw to first, Nutchell back in time.
You know, Ian Wright gets the ball over to first base in a hurry, but it's almost like he takes a windup, though, getting it over there. You know, he gets his body turned and brings that arm way back before he makes that throw. He needs to work on getting a little quicker move over there.
Strike three, call Morrison out on three straight.
Yeah, he knew it, too. There was no doubt about that. That ball was right down the middle. One out in the inning.
Third strikeout for Wright in the game. Runner on at first with one out for Eugene Roberts. I suspect getting back to the what you were talking about with Ian, that might be something that his coaches at Kalamazoo Valley work on next year.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
We mentioned during Parents Night, he will be playing baseball collegiately for Cave Valley. Next pitch to Roberts is in the dirt, 1-1. And a couple of these players will remain Cardinals next year. Saginaw Valley Cardinals, but still. 1-1 pitch. Nice looking curveball, strike two. 1-2, the count on Roberts.
The K-Central fans don't like that call. Catcher Randall Linton had to reach over to his right for that.
Swing, line drive into right field. It drops for a base hit. Picked up on a couple of hops by Jordan Butler. Everybody's going to be safe. Roberts to second and Nutch to third.
Jordan Butler did a really good job defensively of getting over into that alley and cutting that ball off before it got to the fence. Probably saved, definitely saved the Cardinals a run there, but Roberts running hard was able to go into second base and was safe there with a double. So we've got runners on second and third, one down. And Lucas Haley, the DH, up for Kalamazoo.
Now the Giants are getting their hitting sticks on. Swing at the first pitch. And this one is going to go over the glove of Vandenhout. Kalamazoo Central are going to score two. The throw, there's not going to be a throw. Both Nutchell and Roberts score on the RBI double by Lucas Haley, and it's 2-1. Kalamazoo Central taking the lead.
Well, good hit by Haley, but Vandenhout got made it one mistake. He made one step in. That was too much because that ball was hit right at him and got over his head. Two-base hit for Lucas Haley. Knocks in two runs for Kalamazoo. They lead now 2-1 in the top of the fourth inning over the Cardinals.
Remember, K-Central got their hitting sticks going in the sixth inning of the opener, and they wound up winning 7-6. Now they lead 2-1 with five base hits to show off of Ian Wright. The first pitch to the catcher, Lyle, is the ball.
Well, their three hits here that they've had in this inning have all been solid.
Wright steps off the rubber and looks Haley back to second. Runner on at second with one out. K-Central leading 2-1. Next pitch from Wright. Good stop by Linton on a pitch that went toward the dirt. We do see some activity going on in the Coldwater bullpen right now. See Krasminski catching for, can't quite tell who's on the hill in the Coldwater bullpen right now, can you?
No.
Swing and a fly ball to shallow left center field. Bounces all the way to the fence. Kalamazoo Central takes a 3-1 lead. Haley trots home on the RBI double by Lyle.
Yeah, Ian Wright getting that ball up in the zone a little bit right now, and Kalamazoo Central teeing off on him.
Out comes Coldwater head coach Randy Spangler, and out comes a courtesy runner for the catcher Lyle.
Philip Todd entering the game for the Maroon Giants at second base.
During this conference at the Hill, we can tell you that you can treat yourself right at Dairy Queen. Get the DQ $5 lunch, your choice of a quarter-pound grill burger with cheese, three chicken strips, or a chili cheese dog, all with a regular fried drink and small sundae for just $5, available every day from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. For a limited time, buy one Orange Julius and get another one for just 99 cents. The May Blizzard and Blizzard Cake of the Month is Confetti Cake. And don't forget to order your Mother's Day ice cream cake now at the Coldwater Dairy Queen on South Division Street, Coldwater.
Well, Kalamazoo Central has tacked on three runs here in the top of the fourth inning. They've got one down, and they now lead the Cardinals 3-1 in the nightcap here after taking the opener by the score of 7-6 over Coldwater.
Four hits for the Giants in this inning, six overall. Runner on at second with one out. First pitch is in the dirt. Gets away from Linton. Lyle's going to take third.
Boy, Ian Wright didn't even give Randall Linton a chance on that one. Randall did everything he could to try to knock it down, but ball well out of the strike zone. Bounced about 3 feet in front of home plate.
There's only so much you can do with that one.
As a result, the runner Lyle moves up to third.
1-0 on Livers. The Giants with a 3-1 lead here in the top of the fourth inning. This time, Linton was able to stop the throw from Wright. 2-0. Runner on at third. Next pitch, swing, and a grounder on a couple of hops to right. It's declared foul, 2-1.
Yeah, went off the foot of the batter, Isaiah Livers.
That's going to leave a mark.
Those hurt. Doesn't matter where they hit you down there either. It hurts. 2-1 to count on Livers.
Wright's next pitch, swing, and a high pop-up. Spangler giving chase on the cutout. He catches for the second out of the inning. Good throw back to Randall Linton. No chance for Lyle to try and score. Tremendous throw by Spangler, holding Lyle at third with two outs.
Well, Brendan caught that ball just on the edge of the grass, but his momentum was taking him back just a little bit, and Tyler Lyle, the runner at third, faked like he was going to just put his head down and go home. So Brendan got it in quickly to stop Lyle.
Well, with a runner on at third and two out, that'll leave things up to Jalen Mitchell to try and bring home that run. Currently 3-1 Kalamazoo Central.
Jalen Mitchell fouled out to third baseman Marty Johnson, who made a heck of a play on that last batting attempt by Mitchell.
The outer part of the plate, that last throw from Ian Wright. Next pitch. Again, outside, it is actually 3-0. That's what I was kind of waiting on. 3-0, Dylan. 3-1. I had him take off that strike only to have him put it back on. Oops. He was living just 5 seconds into the future there.
Ball four to Mitchell.
Good butterfly save there by Linton, the catcher. Runners on at the corners for left fielder Shane Tanner, who struck out his first at bat.
Now at central, number five, Shane Tanner.
Tanner went down swinging his last time up. One of three strikeouts on the night for Ian Wright. Runners on first and third, two down. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Kalamazoo Central leads 3-1.
All three of their runs coming in this half inning. First pitch is fouled off of the handle of the bat. 0-1 on Tanner. Wright taking his time. Linton setting up outside. There's a strike.
Good pitch on the outside corner from Ian Wright. 0-2 the count now on Shane Tanner.
The 0-2 pitch is on its way. Up and over, and the throw is to second. Relay back home. Airmail. Lyle scores. It is now 4-1 Giants. Mitchell takes second on the play. Just kind of describe what all happened throughout the entirety of the play.
Well, pitch was made to Linton, and Linton kind of hesitated to throw the ball to second base. The Cardinals had a play on where the second baseman comes in to cut off that throw to try to get the runner at home, but Spangler caught the ball but airmailed it wide right of Mr. Linton. He didn't have a chance. Ball went to the backstop. Kalamazoo Central scores a run.
And swing and a miss. Strike three on Tanner. He strikes out for the second consecutive inning. But Kalamazoo Central does some serious damage with four runs here in the top of the fourth inning. They lead 4-1 over Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Many choices, one path. Not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Four runs, six hits, one error, and two left for the Coldwater Cardinals. For the Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants. That was wishful thinking on my part, wasn't it?
Be great if it was that way.
Well, for the Cardinals, unfortunately, we have to save one run, two hits, one error, and two left. The boys in red and white will send up Mock Butler and Repka, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters, to try and answer what Kalamazoo Central did in the top of this frame. Good rip by Ryan Mock on the first pitch. Unfortunately, foul to the third base side, 0-1.
You had asked who was warming up down there, and actually that was Ryan Mock, who was warming up in the bullpen the last inning when Kalamazoo Central posted their four runs.
Swing and a high pop-up. Morrison backing up into shallow left field. He had that all the way for the first out.
It really should have been the left fielder's ball, though. I mean, the left fielder had plenty of time to get there. He's coming in on the ball, whereas Morrison is backpedaling. Much easier for the left fielder to take that when he had the opportunity.
Well, as it is, the result is the same. One out, base is empty for Coldwater. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, they trail 4-1, and in steps Jordan Butler. Takes the first pitch here for a strike. Lined up. Next pitch from Spillman is grounded to the backstop first base side, 0-2.
Good curveball that time from Spillman, the pitcher for Kalamazoo.
Swing and a miss, strike three. The ball picked up by the catcher, Lyle, and the throw to Nutchell at first to complete the putout. Base is empty, two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Coldwater trailing 4-1.
Cardinals lost the opener 7-6. Cardinals mounted a comeback in the bottom of the seventh, but weren't able to come through. They lose that one 7-6. They trail now, as you just said, Sean, 4-1. To Kalamazoo Central in game two. We're in the bottom of the fourth with two outs for the Cardinals. Brayden Repka steps in, takes the first pitch outside for a ball.
Hopefully in the next few minutes we'll be able to give you a scoring update from the WTVB scoreboard, the second annual Battle of the Birds between Coldwater and Quincy in girls soccer. 2-0 now the count on Repka.
Brayden doubled his last time up, scored the Cardinals' only run. Was able to advance to third on a wild pitch and scored on in air by the second baseman.
Next pitch outside 3-0. So if the Cardinals continue to struggle hitting in this game, Repka could be a contender for McDonald's Player of the Game at the nightcap. For McDonald's of Branch County, we'll name one at the end of our broadcast.
Right now he's got the only hit.
Inside pitch, 3-1. Swing, line drive foul to the first base side. Woo!
Didn't fool Brayton on that one. Took a good fastball, but just a little bit out in front of it. Lines it over the head of first base coach Corey Post.
Full count on Brayton Repka. Bounces in the dirt, and he draws a two-out walk.
Runner on first for the Cardinals now. That's Repka. Two outs in the inning. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Randall Linton going to step in for Coldwater.
I'm looking back at my score sheet, and I'm trying to figure out where I mistakenly gave someone a hit that they shouldn't have. So that should only be one hit up on the board for the Cardinals. That coming from Mr. Repka. And he's on board with two outs. See what Randall Linton can do. First pitch is outside, 1-0.
Randall batting 250 on the year for the Cardinals. Has scored 14 runs, 11 singles, 2 doubles.
Next pitch, swing, grounder, a couple of hops picked up by Morrison. His only play is to first.
Ooh.
Nutshell able to keep his toe on the bag for the final out of the inning. The Cardinals strand a runner after four. Kalamazoo Central leading Coldwater 4-1. And the nightcap of our doubleheader, you're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
May 11th is Mother's Day, and now is the time to order your mother's ring from Cooley's Jewelry. The Mother's Ring collection comes in white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver, and each ring holds all the children's birthstones, a ring that any mother will cherish forever. A small down payment is all that's needed to get it ordered. Don't know a ring size? Not to worry. The ring is custom sized after she receives it with no charge. Cooley's makes your shopping easy. New this spring at Cooley's is the Cosme collection of fun earrings, pins, and necklaces, all made in the USA, featuring dragonflies, frogs, butterflies, ladybugs, horses, and more, starting at just $5. Brighten her day with an addition to her bead bracelet with a sterling silver and crystal birthstone bead for each child or grandchild, starting at just $35. Shop where shopping is fun. Cooley's Jewelry, downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Cooley's, Cooley's, fine jewelry says it best. AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Pitching change for Coldwater as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Ryan Mock is no longer the designated hitter, as you mentioned, Al. He was taking warm-up tosses, and he will throw to Kalamazoo Central's 1, 2, and 3 hitters, DeYoung, Nutchell, and Morrison.
See what Ryan has done this year on the hill. Ryan, 4 2/3 innings pitched, no decisions on the season, has given up 4 hits and 2 runs, 1 earned run, walked 2, didn't strike anybody out, and hit a batter. ERA of 1.5, walks and hits per inning pitched, 1.286.
Oh, here comes Kyle DeYoung until the middle of the lineup. Got their hitting sticks going for Kalamazoo Central in the top of the fourth inning. He had the only two hits. Two good singles that DeYoung had.
Two solid singles. A line drive up to center field and a line drive in the hole between first and second. Ripped both of them.
Just a second, we will be able to let you know who won the Battle of the Birds. Swing and a ground, and it ricocheted off of Repka's glove, picked up by Spangler, throw back to Repka, not in time.
Woo! Well, they made it a close play, but Brayton Repka unable to field the ground ball cleanly. And Kyle DeYoung on base again for the third time tonight.
Oh, that would be scored as an E3 on the fielding error by Repka?
Well, I'm going to give him. I'm a tough scorer.
True.
Hard hit ball, but still got to get in front of that and make that play.
Nutchell squared up to bunt. It's 0-1.
Runner on first. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Score is 4-1 in favor of Kalamazoo Central. They're at bat right now.
Looks like the scorer running the scoreboard, Dylan Linklater, gave DeYoung another hit.
That's okay. Dylan has his opinion, and I have mine.
And never the twain shall meet.
That's right. 1-1 the count now on Nutchell.
Nutchell stepped out of the right-handed batter's box. Now he's back in. Mock looks towards first. Now delivers, swing, grounder going to be off the glove of Grant Maurer as he was going to his left. The throw back to Maurer got away from him from center field. Everybody's going to be safe.
Well, not a well-played ball by the Cardinals there, but I think I'm going to give Nutchell a hit on that one. It took a pretty weird bounce on Maurer, and I don't think he would have had a chance to get Nutchell at first anyway.
Oh, before Wyatt Morrison steps in to hit. Final score from the second annual Battle of the Birds. Coldwater retains the Golden Soccer Ball Trophy with a 3-0 shutout win. Two goals for Megan Scorefar and one for Becca Harmon.
Well, congratulations to the Lady Cardinals of Coach Ken Delaney.
I'm sure we'll be seeing most of them coming in to take in the balance of this game once they take the short bus ride back from Quincy.
Well, I hope so. Ball one. The count to Wyatt Morrison.
Next pitch, again outside, 2-0. A little bit of wildness being shown by Mr. Mock.
Runners on first and second. Nobody out. We're in the top of the fifth inning.
Next pitch again outside, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. The count on Wyatt Morrison. Runners on at first and second with nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. Kalamazoo Central leading at 4-1. There's a strike. 3-1 on Morrison.
Definitely don't want to give him a free pass by any means. Make him earn his way on. See if the Cardinals maybe can turn a double play here by chance.
Mock looks towards second, now delivers, ball four. Base is loaded for Eugene Roberts.
Well, Eugene Roberts is the cleanup hitter for Kalamazoo Central.
He had a double and scored one of the four runs for the Giants in the top of the fourth inning. They currently lead 4-1 over Coldwater.
Roberts hitting .417 on the season, 25 hits, 15 singles, 6 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs, 18 RBIs.
Another hard grounder to shallow center field. That's going to only score one, though, 5-1 Giants. DeYoung comes home. All the other runners advance. Nutschel to third and Morrison to second. RBI single for Roberts. And the hits just keep on coming.
Yeah, they sure do.
It's Lucas Haley stepping into the right-handed batter's box for Kalamazoo Central.
And we do have some more action down in the Coldwater bullpen.
First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. It's briefly quick chance to talk about the remainder of the soccer schedule on the heels of Coldwater's 3-0 shutout win at Quincy in the second annual Battle of the Birds. After this next pitch, swing, fly ball into shallow left center field. Maurer calling everybody off, and he catches for just the first out.
Umpire should have called the infield fly rule there. I didn't see whether they did or not.
Now that it's been for the 14, Tyler Lyle.
So one down now in the inning.
Well, that was Lucas Haley with the first out. In steps Tyler Lyle. Our soccer, the varsity has the weekend off. The JV team of Coach Jonathan Marsh heading to Adrian for a JV tournament. Monday, the Cardinal girls are back home for JV and varsity action against Jackson Northwest. And as we mentioned earlier, the girls open up the SMAC tournament. Varsity side against Kalamazoo Central on Wednesday. Next Saturday, the same time that the Stoughton Sons Invitational going on here at Lowfield and the Cardinal Varsity JV Invitational going on for the softball teams over at the Rotary Softball Complex, Coldwater Girls Soccer hosts Adrian.
Got a busy weekend around here next week.
In a couple of weeks.
2-1 to count on Tyler Lyle.
Well, it's going to be a busy weekend here in Coldwater, just not around here. It's car show swap meet weekend.
Absolutely.
Two-one pitch from Mock, swung on and fouled to the top level of the backstop. Lyle now with a 2-2 count. Back to the soccer schedule, round two of the SMAC tournament, either at St. Joseph or at home against Battle Creek Central on May 19th, round three on May 21st, and then they close out the regular season against Parma Western next Thursday, a makeup from the last week in March, which shall not be named ever again. Here's a swing on a 2-2 pitch, fly ball, left center field, and it is caught.
Brady Duke ran a long way to make that catch. Did a very nice job of hustling to get to that long fly ball. Makes the put out.
Nutschel scores to make it 6-1. Giants in the meantime on the sack fly by Lyle.
Two outs in the inning now. Runners on first and third.
Morrison tagging up and advancing to third on the play. Roberts staying at first, and in steps Isaiah Livers.
Well, he didn't advance on the throw. He kind of took off in the middle of the play thinking that there wasn't timeout. Now the officials are discussing. They're going to make him go back to second, I believe.
Good pickup there.
Well, good heads-up play, though, by Wyatt Morrison, trying to catch the Cardinals off guard there by taking third base when nobody was paying attention, but time had been called by the umpires. So
it was good that you caught it. It was especially good in the context of the game that the umpires figured out what was going on.
Well, we have two outs. Two runs are in for Kalamazoo Central in the top of the fifth. Runners on first and second now, and Isaiah Livers steps in playing center field for Kalamazoo Central.
Mock's first pitch swung and missed, and it's going to roul back to the backstop.
Foul tip.
Just barely got a piece of that. All in one, the count on Livers. Kalamazoo Central with a 6-1 lead over Coldwater. Morrison taking off to third, and he's tagged out by Marty Johnston.
Wyatt Morrison, I think he did that on his own, and I don't think Coach Scott Spade is very happy with him.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Kalamazoo Central adds 2 on to their tally to make it 6-1. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Moms always give the best advice. Good girls, Michelle.
And Melissa here from Rainbow Motor Sales. We're selling cars faster than we can get them, and we hate having an empty lot. So we're taking our mom's advice.
Mama said, buy you out.
Trade in any car, and even if you've had past credit problems, based on the nicer, newer car you choose, I'll give you up to $1,500 off.
Mama said, buy you out.
So I'll buy your old car, and you can upgrade your ride today.
If you've had a job for 1 month or more, and bring home at least $200 a week, trade in any car, and drive home a nicer, newer car today.
Are past credit problems making you feel like a lightweight? Our For the People credit approval process will come out swinging to help you get approved.
But Mama said to end this deal once we've helped 20 people. And when she talks,
we listen.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna.
And we're a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales, Coldwater.
Or save time and get approved online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Requires bank approval. Negative equity may affect financing.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Brady Duke, Marty Johnston, Grant Maurer due up for Coldwater in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now they have more work to do. But as we saw in the opener of our doubleheader, they almost pulled off the comeback before falling to Case Central 7-6. Here they trail 6-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth in the nightcap.
Well, hopefully they won't wait till the bottom of the seventh inning to try to come back. Let's tack up a couple of runs here, get back in this ball game. See what happens in the last couple of innings from that point. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Cardinals trail 6-1. They lost the nightcap 7-6 to Kalamazoo Central.
Well, they better not lose the nightcap.
Well, they lost the first game. Sorry.
If they lose the nightcap, we'll just call shenanigans on that on the curse of Al.
There we go. Brady Duke steps in, attempts a bunt, bunts it foul, strike one on Brady.
And he was taken off all the way in a hurry trying to get on board with a bunt base hit. But like you said, it went foul. Six runs, nine hits, one error for the Giants. One run, just one hit and one error for the Cardinals.
Brady bounces one off of his instep. So two strikes now on Brady Duke.
Managed to bounce that rip right into the catcher's glove of Lyle. The 0-2 pitch to the left-handed hitting Duke is just outside, 1-2. One-two pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Duke's taking off to first. He's going to be thrown out by the catcher, regardless. Good attempt, though, by Duke. Base is empty with one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Marty Johnston steps into the right-handed batter's box for Coldwater. Cardinals trail 6-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch, swing and a miss.
I had a feeling the way Spillman looks that he may have been a call-up, too, from the JV team to pitch here tonight.
Swing and a hard grounder is going to roll up to left field. Marty Johnston with just the second correctly attributed base hit for the Cardinals here in this game.
Good solid base hit in the hole between third and short for Marty Johnston. Just the second hit of the night for the Cardinals. Going to bring up Grant Maurer. So the Cardinals back to the top of the lineup now.
So if you don't mind me asking, what makes you think that Mr. Spillman was a JV call-up?
He'd only thrown 5 innings at the varsity level this year, and he just seems to have some good poise out there, and he seems to know what he's doing.
First pitch to Grant Maurer is a strike.
So I'm just taking a guess. But if you look at his batting line, he's been up here a while. So batted 50 times coming into the night.
Swing, and here's a line shot into shallow left field. The Cardinals finally getting their hitting sticks going here in the bottom of the fifth. Single for Grant Maurer. Runners on at first and second for Chris Vandenhout.
So my next theory was Spillman would be that maybe he had a bit of an arm injury earlier in the year. But he seems to be throwing the ball very well. Got a nice tight curveball.
First offering to Vandenhout is a curveball for a strike.
Chris bounced out the first, flew out to right field. His two appearances at the plate tonight for Coldwater.
Next pitch is fouled back to the backstop. Chris behind on the count 0-2.
Cardinals could definitely use a base hit here from Chris Vandenhout.
They could use a nice string of hits to cut into the K-Central lead.
You got
Here's a grounder. It's going to be speared by the second baseman. No play. I think Vandenhout was going to be safe because he is just that speedy. The bases are loaded.
Nice play by the second baseman, but you got to give him a hit. I don't think he would have had any chance to throw Chris out on that. So the Cardinals have the bases loaded now. And another visit from one of the coaches from K-Central.
Bases loaded with one out, and Brendan Spangler getting ready to step into the left-handed batter's box. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. An opportunity to visit the WTVB scoreboard, Major League Baseball, and the Tigers' eight-game winning streak came to an end at the hand of the Houston Astros this afternoon, 6-2. The Astros up on top over at Comerica Park.
Yep, streak has ended for the Tigers, but they've been playing excellent baseball, getting contributions from everybody. The pitching staff has thrown extremely well. Their bats have really woken up here as of late, and it's kind of fun to watch them. There's no question about that.
The Tigers didn't lose any ground on second place Minnesota. That's because the Twins fell at Cleveland 9-4 this afternoon.
Okay. Brendan Spangler steps in for the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, and there's a little matter of the NFL draft that's set to get underway from New York City in about half an hour. Spangler swings and fouls it back to the backstop, 0-1.
A lot of young men are about to make a whole lot of money.
Check swing by Spangler. It is strike two. He checked up in time, but the pitch by Spillman was just good enough to be strike two. Bases loaded with one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Coldwater trails Kalamazoo Central 6-1. Spillman's next pitch lays off 1-2. I was telling Dylan over in the other area of the press box, my prediction, with the first selection in the NFL draft, the Texans will select Johnny Football.
Could be.
Of course, Jadeveon Clowney still living off that high of de-helmeting a Michigan player a couple of years ago in that bowl game.
Yep.
He could be a top pick, too. We'll just see. As the NFL draft gets underway a little under half an hour from now. Back here, 1-2. Make it 2-2 on Brendan Spangler.
Pretty tough pitch to take there for old Brendo, but the count is 2-2. One out. Bases are full of Cardinals right now. They trail 6-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Well, those Giant fans underneath us sure know their baseball, huh? Swing and a high pop-up. Shallow center field. Livers calling for it. He catches for the out. Tagging up and scoring will be Marty Johnston. Cardinals finally put a run back up on the board. They trail by 4-6-2 thanks to the successful sacrifice by Brendan Spangler.
Well, Brendo did his job. Would have nice to have seen a hit there, but hey, he got a run in. That's the big thing, making sure we keep adding on some runs here. Two outs in the inning. Runners on the corners now for Coldwater. One run is in, so it's 6-2 now in favor of Kalamazoo. Ryan Mock cleanup hitter for the Cardinals, stepping into the plate.
Maurer tagged up and advanced to third. Vandenhout stays at first. We'll see if Mock gets a second inning on the hill. First pitch is a strike, and the throw is a little bit short to second base. A successful stolen base for Vandenhout. Runners now in scoring position for the Cards on second and third. Next pitch, swing, and a line drive to left field. It is going to be caught by Tanner for the
third out
of the inning, but the Cardinals inch a little bit closer. They trail 6-2 after 5. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Join Nottawa Gas Company on Saturday, May 17th from 9 to 1 during Customer Appreciation Day. You'll enjoy a cooking demonstration by Holland Grill Reps and save on select sale items, including a 20-pound tank refill for just $8.32. Come out and enjoy refreshments and register to win free bird seed for a year. See you Saturday, May 17th from 9 to 1 during Customer Appreciation Day at Nottawa Gas Company, just south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or visit them online at nottawagas.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Ryan Mock still out on the hill for the Coldwater Cardinals. He will throw to Livers, Mitchell, and Tanner here in the top of the sixth inning as the Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants lead the Coldwater Cardinals 6-2. Livers was the batter. He had actually had an 0-1 count when Wyatt Morrison, who was standing on second at the time, took off to third base all by himself and was thrown out rather easily by Mock.
A couple of changes for the Cardinals. Austin Krasminski comes in to catch off the bench now. Randall Linton, who was catching, moves out to right field in place of Jordan Butler, and everybody else stays the same out there.
Again, Livers, Mitchell, and Tanner, the three due up for the Giants here in the top of the sixth inning. In case you missed the announcement earlier, in the second annual Battle of the Birds wrapped up about 20 minutes ago, Coldwater with a 3-0 shutout against the Quincy Orioles, two goals for Megan Scorfar, one for Becca Harmon.
And again, congratulations to Coach Ken Delaney and the Lady Cardinal soccer team.
They get to retain the golden soccer ball. My understanding was that Coach Tim Hart was responsible for getting that trophy, and he hasn't really had a chance to look at that trophy except for the few moments that he had it in his house before the first game was played.
First pitch from Mock is lined right to center fielder Chris Vandenhout for the first out of the inning.
Now batting at central, number 9, Javier Vargas.
Come on, Javier. Takes the clock down the pipe.
He swings at the first pitch. It's foul to the third base side. Just missed being another spectacular catch by Marty Johnston, the third baseman. He slides, but it fell about 5 feet in front of him for just a long strike. Six to two, Kalamazoo Central leading Coldwater. Top of the sixth inning. Next pitch from Mock is in the dirt, and it got away from Krasminski. Actually bounced over Krasminski as he was down on his belly. One ball, one strike on Jalen Mitchell. And check that. That is not actually Mitchell. That is Javier Caswell Vargas, who swings and misses and is behind on the count now, 1-2. Pinch hitting for Mitchell. Next pitch, swing and a grounder. A couple of hops. Johnston picks up in the grass. Throw to first. Two up and two down. Well, that'll leave things up to K-Central's left fielder, Shane Tanner, with the bases empty and two outs here in the top of the sixth inning.
Well, the Cardinals could use a quick inning here.
First three innings were relatively quick, and then Kalamazoo Central started to hit the ball with authority in the fourth.
Ball one, the first pitch to Shane Tanner.
Mock's next offering, swing and a miss. Strike one. I think Tanner may have swung at ball two there. Swing, line drive, center field. Very, very easy play for Vandenhout. K-Central goes in order. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Giants lead the Cardinals 6-2. You're listening to Coldwater Baseball on WTVB.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at haylettautoandrv.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper poles, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Krasminski, Repka, and Linton do up for the Coldwater Cardinals here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They trail Kalamazoo Central 6-2. Six runs on nine hits and an error for the Giants. Two runs now, four hits and an error for the Cardinals. That's unofficial right now. The official stats will be relayed by our Jim Whelan tomorrow as he writes up the sports report, gives it to Ken to read Delaney in the morning. Austin swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Next offering from Spillman, swing and a high pop-up. Shortstop, Wyatt Morrison calls everybody off, catches for the first out.
He's going to bring up Brayton Repka for Coldwater. Brayton doubled, scored the Cardinals' first run in the first inning, walked, and was stranded on the bases in inning number four. Officially 1-for-1 on the night with a run scored for Brayton.
And again, our leading candidate for McDonald's player of the game here in the nightcap. Fastball outside on the first offering. And Brayton wisely lays off 1-0.
Still very impressed with the pitcher, Robbie Spillman from Kalamazoo Central.
Swing and a high pop-up. Right center field. It is going to be Livers for the second out.
Now batting for the Cardinals, number 60, Randall Linton.
That'll leave things up to Randall Linton, the starting catcher, moved out to right field.
Randall struck out swinging in the second inning and bounced out to the shortstop in inning number four. He's due.
Squared up to bunt, pulled the bat back, and it's strike one anyway. 6-2, Giants on top of the Cardinals here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Base is empty with two outs.
another one. Ooh, two good curveballs in a row from Spillman.
Smart, Robbie, smart.
You don't have what year they're in high school in any of your information, do you?
I don't, unfortunately. Swing and a grounder is going to be knocked down by Roberts, the second baseman. Throw to first, not in time.
Yeah, bad throw by Roberts. Made a nice play, but the bad throw over to first allows Linton to be safe. That's going to be an error on the second baseman.
So technically, Linton still without a base hit, but he is on board with two outs. Yep. For
Morgan Sims going to step in and pinch hit for Brady Duke.
Duly noted. I was going to say Brady is going to look awful awkward trying to hit right-handed. Home plate umpire relaying the pitch hitting change to the Kalamazoo Central dugout, first base side. Throw to first and sliding back in time is Linton.
All right, let's get this guy.
First offering to Morgan Sims is a strike on the curveball.
Boy, just a beautiful night, Sean. Warm temperatures, a little bit of a breeze blowing.
Probably haven't dropped below 80 yet as the sun is continuing to set.
Everybody comfortable in the stands?
This would have to be a first for the season. One and one the count on Sims. Yeah, sure enough, still 83 degrees in Coldwater at the Branch County Memorial Airport.
That's great. Opened my windows this morning when I left for work.
One and two the count now on Sims.
Another good curveball from Sims.
I have a feeling you might want to.
Two Sims.
Yep, you might want to put up those windows tonight because of the rain coming into the area for tomorrow.
Yeah, I've seen the forecast for tomorrow. We'll definitely shut them in the morning anyway.
1-2 pitch from Robbie Spillman. Held off and just missed 2-2.
Sims thought about it. High fastball from Spillman. Able to lay off. 2-2 the count now. We're in the bottom of the sixth. The Cardinals trail 6-2. They're two down. Cardinals have a runner on first. Morgan Sims at the plate.
2-2 pitch is swung and going to be caught by Spillman just off the mound. He didn't get hardly anything on that. The Cardinals strand a runner after six complete. That's Kalamazoo Central 6, Coldwater 2 in the nightcap. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Saving you money and great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Buy here, buy now, and pay less at Bobilia. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. Bobilya.com. Talk to Jeff Downer, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. Call service manager Chad Muckle for an appointment at 278-5623. 278-5623. Plus, in Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Lyle Field on the corner of Hatch Avenue and Green Street on Coldwater's west side. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike's side. Ryan Mock, he's up for his third inning of work here for the Cardinals. Pitching. You're in the top of the seventh inning. Coldwater trails 6-2, though. Six runs, nine hits for the Giants. Two runs, now five hits for the Coldwater Cardinals. Back to the top of the order, DeYoung, Nutchell, and Morrison due up for K-Central.
DeYoung got two base hits and safe on an error in the fifth inning.
He swings at the first pitch. It's a pop-up. It's being tracked in left field by Duke for the first out. It was supposed to be Duke, but I'm sure that he has given way to someone else at this point. I'm
guessing that's Morgan Sims. I can't tell.
Well, that's true because, remember, Brady is left-handed.
Right.
And that is definitely a right-handed thrower out there in left field. So we'll give Sims credit where credit is due for the first out.
One down in the inning. Sam Nochol, the batter, playing first base.
I think we counted about half a dozen different pronunciations of his last name between the two of us. And still no one's bothered to correct us. I'm surprised. 2-0 to count on the starting first baseman for the Giants, whose name I don't want to mangle again tonight. Curveball just missed outside. 3-0 now. Mock sets and delivers. Ball four. Nutchell walks on four straight.
It's going to bring up Wyatt Morrison, the shortstop. Again, has played an outstanding shortstop for Kalamazoo Central in both games here. Popped out to short his first time up. Took a called third strike in the fourth. Was safe on a walk and thrown out trying to steal in the fifth inning.
Would not surprise me to see his name figure in the SMAC West All-Conference team at the end of the season.
Well, defensively, at least, anyway. I don't know what his offensive numbers are as far as, you know, that division goes. But on the season for K-Central, he's batting .345 coming into tonight.
1-1 now the count on Morrison. Six to two, Kalamazoo Central. A 1-1 pitch from Mock. Swing and a high fly ball. Foul and out of play toward Hatch Avenue. To our right, 1-2 on Morrison.
We're in the top of the seventh in the nightcap. Cardinals trail 6-2 after losing the opener 7-6 to the Maroon Giants.
Mock, a quick look toward first now to the plate. Swing and a grounder foul. Morrison stays alive. Taking a quick look at the bottom of the seventh inning, Coldwater scheduled to send up Johnston, Maurer, and Vandenhout, but we'll see how deeply into the bench coach Randy Spangler will go. Try and make up four runs here. Currently a four-run lead for Kalamazoo Central, 6-2. Good stop by Kresminski, full count. Check that, now it's 2-2. 2-2 on Morrison, right?
Yes. Pitch in the dirt. Austin did a very good job of blocking that baseball, able to hold the runner at first base.
Next pitch, swing and a grounder to Johnston. The throw to second. And fake the throw back to first.
No chance to get the speedy Morrison.
But they do get the lead runner out. Morrison on board on a fielder's choice. Two outs for Eugene Roberts. With a quick look toward first base for Mock. This time it's Morrison on at first. Throw is to first, and Morrison back standing up. Just enough to keep him honest. Rayton Repka guarding first base for the Cardinals here in the nightcap of the doubleheader. Next pitch from Mock.
Good pitch. Nice curveball from Ryan.
Strike one called. 0-1 on Roberts.
Roberts 2-for-3 on the night. Got a double, a single, scored a run. Also popped out to the second baseman.
Held off on a pitch in the dirt, 1-1. Six to two, Coldwater trails Kalamazoo Central. Next pitch from Mock. Nope, it's going to be a throwback to first. Morrison back. getting that gray uniform a little on the dingy side. He's going to take home some of that cold water clay.
No question about that.
Mock's next offering. It's a pitch out and the throw back to first. Morrison was not fooled at all. Morrison's just too smart of a baseball player out there. Although I do think that he had a real legitimate chance of stealing third before he was caught stealing in the fifth inning. He stands on first and Roberts works the count to 3-1. Next pitch from Mock. Morrison's taking off. Grounder to short. Throw to first is going to be in time. Final out of the inning. Last chance for the Cardinals coming up as Case Central leaves a couple runners, one runner on. Check that. Coldwater trails 6-2. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Kalamazoo Central pitcher Robbie Tillman going for the complete game win. His Giants lead the Cardinals 6-2. 6 runs on 9 hits for the Giants, 2 runs on 5 hits for the Cardinals. Each team credited unofficially with an error.
I got both teams with 2 errors, but that's my scoring.
True. That's why we emphasized unofficial.
All right. So we're down to the Cardinals' last chance for swings here, unless they tie this game up. But Marty Johnson going to lead it off. Marty had a line shot single between the hole, between short and third, his last time up. Struck out swinging his first time up, 1-for-2 on the night for Marty. Made a heck of a nice defensive play, though, early in the game on a foul.
Johnson
ball.
Swings and misses at the first offering from Robbie Tillman here, 0-1. Grant Maurer is on deck for Coldwater. Next pitch, just missed outside on a belt-high fastball, 1-1. Tillman working quickly, check swing. It's strike two, 1-2 on Johnston. Some of the Cardinal fans expressing their displeasure.
Yeah, I think the umpire might have been right on that one.
Well, no complaints here. The other factor is a check swing by Johnston, and I don't think he held up enough. So either case, it would have been strike two. I heard Coldwater head coach Randy Spangler questioning that last strike call.
Coach pleading his case, and he's not going to win that one. 1-2 the count on Marty Johnston now. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Cardinals' last chance.
Swing and a miss, strike three.
First out of the inning.
Just the third strikeout I have Tillman here in this game in the first since the second inning.
Now batting for the Cardinals, from 25, Grant Maurer.
Yep, you are correct.
Hey, so at least I got that part of the scorebook marked off correctly.
Well, I found 4 in here, so.
Yeah, you're right.
It's all right. Grant Maurer going to step in now for Coldwater.
Still a pretty good performance by the Kalamazoo pitcher. Robbie Tillman, 1-0, now 2-0 on Grant Maurer.
Yeah, Spillman has thrown a heck of a game for Kalamazoo Central here in game number two. Kalamazoo won the first one, 7-6. They're leading the Cardinals now. We're in the bottom of the seventh of game two. Kalamazoo on top, 6-2.
2-0 offering from Robbie Tillman. There's a strike on a fastball. Tillman working quickly, swing and a pop-up foul, and it's going to be out of play. Hopefully it didn't take out any of the cars parked along Reed Street. Two balls, two strikes on Grant Maurer. The Cardinals trail by four here in the bottom of the seventh inning with the bases empty, one out. Robbie Tillman sets and delivers. And another pop fly foul. Central giving chase, but it falls in front of the team dugout first base side. Maurer stays alive, 2-2.
Spillman gave great chase after that foul ball. He really hustled off the mound, but nowhere close to making a catch.
Meanwhile, Nutcha, the first baseman, who probably would have had a better beat on that ball, barely moved off of his fielding position. Swing, line drive, left field, going back. It falls in front of the fence, rounding second, and he'll be held up there with a one-out double. That's Grant Maurer's second hit of the game. Almost went over the fence for a homer.
Towering fly ball. As high as he hit that, the wind had to get a hold of it a little bit to help it out, but the left fielder had a difficult time with that. So Maurer's going to be on second base with a two-base hit. The Cardinals are still alive.
As you can see, the flag is blowing straight out toward left field right now.
Yep.
Here's Chris Vandenhout. He steps out of the left-handed batter's box. Now he'll step back in.
Chris, 1-for-3 on the night. Has a stolen base to his credit as well.
First pitch a little bit too tight inside for his liking, 1-0. Swing and a hard line drive. It is going to fall fair and bounce all the way to the 300 mark. Right fielder lost the ball. Grant's going to score easily. Chris Vandenhout taking off for third. He slides and didn't even have to slide. Cardinals have the Kalamazoo Central lead. It is 6-3 Giants.
Nice hit by Chris Vandenhout, hit it toward the right field line and got it past the right fielder, and then he couldn't come up with the baseball. Chris able to advance all the way to third base. Maurer scores, so we are at 6-3 now, but we are in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Cardinals have one out and a runner on third. Brendan Spangler at the plate.
Tillman's first pitch, curveball inside, 1-0 on Spangler. Next pitch, swing, and a grounder off the handle. It's going to roll a foul, 1-1. Cardinals now trail 6-3. Chris Vandenhout now emerging as a possible contender for McDonald's player of the game. Swing, hard line drive, Brendan Spangler, and this one almost bounced over the fence. Vandenhout's going to score easily, and stand-up double for Brendan Spangler, 6-4, Cardinals trail by two.
Cardinals are showing that never-die attitude, but they were a little too late in the first game, and now they're mounting a comeback against Kalamazoo Central here in game two.
A runner on at second with one out, and Ryan Mock could definitely help out his own cause with a good hit here.
And pitching change for Kalamazoo Central, it's going to be Wyatt Morrison back in.
Central, number 33, Sam
Neckel. Nope, no, it's not.
So yeah, that would be
Morrison's out there.
That is 23 and not 33. Yeah. Duly noted.
33 was just doing a little bit of mound maintenance there for his buddy, Mr. Morrison.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this becomes a safe situation potentially for Mr. Morrison, doesn't it?
Could be.
Cardinals trail by 6-4. With a runner on at second and just one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. But we're looking at potentially a save for Wyatt Morrison if he can hold off the Cardinals, or a blown save and a loss if the Cardinals can complete the comeback.
Well, that's the ideal.
But still, you got to tip your hat to the outstanding pitching of Robbie Tillman for Kalamazoo Central.
Yeah, Tillman did a great job, and then in game number one, who was it that threw game one there?
Just a second. That was Jalen Mitchell.
Jalen Mitchell, right.
And then Wyatt Morrison finished him off for the 7-6 win.
Mitchell threw a good game until the Cardinals... bats woke up there in the bottom of the seventh inning.
A similar situation unfolding in front of our eyes and ears right now.
Yep, Brian Mock stepping in for the Cardinals. Runner on second, one down. Cardinals trail by two.
Curveball inside for a strike. First offering from Morrison to Mock. Morrison's next pitch. Outer part of the plate, 0-2.
Morrison just getting right to work, firing fastballs at Ryan Mock.
Steady diet of fastballs, nipping the corners. Time called as Ryan Mock steps out of the right-handed batter's box.
Well, Morrison works pretty quickly out there.
Morrison's 0-2 pitch, swung on, and a fly ball to left field coming in, and a diving grab by the left fielder for the second out.
Nice play by Shane Tanner out there in left field for Kalamazoo. Second out of the inning for Coldwater. They're down to their last out now.
Spangler still parked at second. In comes Austin Krasminski. Swing and a miss at the first pitch. Krasminski definitely swinging for the fences there, but it's just strike one.
Well, Austin does have some power. He has hit three home runs this year.
That's probably what he's thinking in the back of his mind.
One swing.
Time called as Krasminski steps out of the batter's box.
One swing with the ball over the fence ties this game up.
The last few hits by the Cardinals almost cleared the fences.
Most of those home runs don't come on home run type swings. They come on just good solid swings and making contact, and the ball just goes.
Krasminski showing good patience on the next offering for Morrison, 1-1. Next pitch. There's a strike. Coldwater now down to their final strike. Down 6-4 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Runner on at second with two outs. Wyatt Morrison getting his signals from Tyler Lyle, the catcher, the pitch. Inside, strike three, call, game over. Kalamazoo Central sweeps the twin bill.
Good curveball from Morrison that time. Got Austin Krasminski looking. Third out of the game, third out of the inning, final out of the game. The Cardinals lose a doubleheader to Kalamazoo Central, losing game one 7-6 and game two by the score of 6-4.
Kalamazoo Central improving on the season to 13-9 with a twin bill sweep. Coldwater dropping to 14-11. Again, the final score in the nightcap, 6-4. Cardinals fall to the Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants. Back with the postgame after this. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
How many meals do you suppose your mom has made for you over the years? Don't bother trying to count. Just plan to pay her back with a delicious Mother's Day meal at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. Their special feature will be stuffed pork loin with carrots and roasted potatoes.
or mom can choose from all their other wonderful menu items when you treat her to a Mother's Day meal at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. West of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I, try, and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, toy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot. Just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
Join Nottawa Gas Company on Saturday, May 17th from 9 to 1 during Customer Appreciation Day. You'll enjoy a cooking demonstration by Holland Grill Reps and save on select sale items, including a 20-pound tank refill for just $8.32. Come out and enjoy refreshments and register to win free bird seed for a year. See you Saturday, May 17th from 9 to 1 during Customer Appreciation Day at Nottawa Gas Company, just south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or visit them online at NottawaGas.com.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Lyle Field. Sean Watson, Al Racassi, now joined by the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal baseball team, Randy Spangler, on Parents' Night. The Cardinals drop a pair to the Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants, 7-6 in the opener, 6-4 in the nightcap. But the Cardinals, to their credit, made it a game, made both ends of that doubleheader games late in the contests.
Yes, Sean, but I don't see those wins going up with moral victories. No offense, Matt, but we talked about that game, too. And, yes, you're right. It is nice to not give up, not quit. Tuesday night that happened, and, you know, it just comes down to execution. And, you know, they brought a good pitcher in at the end. And, you know, if you're going to do things at this level of baseball, you're going to have to beat the good kids at the end. And their kid twice shut us down after – we got to run, but, you know, like you said, not from lack of effort, but a few things we got to fix. We got to make some plays. We got to make some plays to win games like this. There's just no other way around it. You know, in game one, we'd set up that play, practice that play, did it, and, you know, it didn't happen. And then, you know, walk the guy before that, and, you know, everybody says, well, what do you do, whatever you do, and lose focus or not lose focus. But, you know, we got to keep a to a minimum of mistakes and not make two or three in a row or let them, you know, take advantage of it, because good baseball teams will do that.
Right. You know, Coach, the other thing, you know, We talked about how the kids battle back at the end, but I'm sure you want to see them get off to a little stronger starts than what we saw here in the first couple of
right.
games.
You know, game one, yeah, 1-0 we start out, and you know what? They're pitching a freshman, a JV kid's up, you know, whatever. They still got to pitch. You still got to hit. It doesn't matter. You don't get points for hitting off a senior or a freshman, but you still got to execute.
Right.
And we are not swinging the bats aggressively. We worked all day yesterday on that. But, you know, and it's not a bad thing, but, you know, we still got some non-believers. Some non-believers, we call that. And, you know, they got to get over that hump and attack and know that they have to do those things. And, you know, Ryan Mock there, he's one of the you know, several that are doing it and hits it on the nose several times and, you know, outs. And but, you know, we got they weren't the best defensive team, and there were a lot of balls in the air when we could put them on the ground right. and do some things, and that didn't happen. But it's all a learning process.
Yeah. Got to believe in your swing. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, the weekend's coming up. You're not done with baseball for the week by any means, and you got a couple of teams coming in to play. You added the Leo team from Indiana, what was supposed to be a doubleheader against Jackson County Western. So what do you know about those guys?
Not a ton. I mean, you know, non-league games. We know Western's coming into league. I think Leo has a kid signed with Cincinnati or something. I don't, you know, a pitcher, good catcher is a rumor we heard. But, again, you know, you're busy fixing things non-league. Mm-hmm. You pay attention a little more to the league. And, you know, Western will be in our league next year a little bit. But we've played them a lot. We know they're going to run around, be crazy, and do things. And, you know, we'll get through that. But, you know, they're good people. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, you don't – you know, the major leaguers play every day, you know, and you don't have time. So you got to kind of fix it on the run. And we have tomorrow, if it doesn't rain or whatever, to do a few things. But really – you know, I don't think we're making a lot of mental mistakes anymore. You know, maybe at the plate a little bit, but you just got to keep playing, and either you're going to succeed or you're not. Right now we're not succeeding at the right time with those key two-out hits or whatever.
Well, you still have time to work on it a little bit, but the end of the season is drawing near. Tournament time isn't too far away anymore. And then after this weekend, you've got Sturgis coming in next week. And, you know, they've had a so-so season, that type of thing, but obviously, I'm guessing, I don't know, but it's probably a game you would like to see continue down the road or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I think so, yeah. I mean, of course, with them, you know, it's fun. And, you know, with the districts coming, they're in the district, they're in the other bracket, whatever. But, you know, we've had our struggles on Tuesdays a little bit. We got the terrible Tuesdays going with playing, you know, and so we mm-hmm. got to get that fixed. Those are league games, and we see number ones and number twos, and mm-hmm. you know, guess what? They're bringing it to us, and we're going to have to respond. And, you know, I think we'll get better at it, but, you know, we got to keep trying. And like we said, we got to have some believers out there and doing the things. And, you know, and there's a ton of good things out there, too. You know,
oh, yeah.
Everybody remembers a loss, but there was a lot of great things that happened. And, you know, a lot of execution did go well. But when you don't have, you know, you're not going to hit two home runs and don't have guys throwing 90 for 10 strikeouts, you got to make the defensive plays.
And when you're a coach, you have a tendency to pick those things apart, but those are things you need to work on.
Yep.
So that's your job.
Yep.
So.
And the kids are good kids. They'll come back. They know. Yep. They know. They understand. But, you know, we're a little soft yet, but we'll get there.
Well, you look at it, too. You've got four sophomores that you rely on pretty heavily, too. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, all four of them deserve to be here in everything, but you're still, you know, they are still sophomores. You
right.
know, I know
exactly.
they've all played a lot of baseball, but
yep.
they are still sophomores. So,
yeah, and you know, and our the seniors have been doing a pretty stellar job of carrying us in times, you know, and you know, doing well and keeping the leadership, and the juniors are filling in, and you know, now right now they're all players,
yeah.
they're all players, but you got to have some leaders, and you're right, there's going to be some ups and downs, and even you know, some of the other older kids, you know, you look at our returning starting games played, it's
mm-hmm.
been a it isn't a huge number,
right.
but you know, they're in there game in and game out fighting, so it's good.
One last question before we let you go, and it's talking about the upcoming schedule. We mentioned the Western and Leo coming in on Saturday, Sturgis for our twin bill next Tuesday, single game at Homer next Thursday, the Stout and Sons tripleheader next weekend, then you close out regular season play in the Smack East against Lloyd Norix, and then the way the draw panned out, you've got roughly a week and a half between that. And you're a district opener. Are you looking to try and schedule something between then and now?
Well, yeah, of course, Sean. You know, we do have the Tuesday off. What is it? Sturgis plays Three Rivers on Tuesday. They opted to play here. So, you know, that happens, and we'll play here, or they will play here. We don't know if we'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, and, you know, we might even pick up something there Thursday. We got to count the games that we played, and, you know, they've changed that rule. Instead of games plus dates, it's just games. So,
and it's, what is it, 38?
38. So we'll have to, you know, plan that out and see what happens. We could even scrimmage, you know, we got our scrimmages left, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can work on things as you go, so we'll keep busy and pick up something here, but right now, you know, we're just going to work on getting ready for Saturday and go at it again. That's what it's about.
Randy Spangler, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal baseball team, thank you for checking in with us.
Thanks. He just told me he was going to fix my mower tonight. That means I have to work.
I kind of sense that at such. Is it going to be lawn maintenance on the purple outfield grass?
Just the infield for me. So.
Well, again, the Coldwater Cardinals dropped the doubleheader to Kalamazoo Central, 7-6 in the opener, 6-4 in the nightcap. 6 runs on 9 hits for Kalamazoo Central, 4 runs on 6 hits for the Coldwater Cardinals. Robbie Tillman with the win for the Giants in the nightcap, and Wyatt Morrison with the save, and we're unfortunately crediting the loss to Ryan Mock.
Yep, and Ryan came in kind of, put the fire out a little bit. They had gotten 4 runs off of Ian Wright in the 4th inning, but Ryan gave up a couple there in the 5th, and then he kind of shut the door on Kalamazoo Central the west of the way. But by that time, they'd gotten the lead. They were up 6-2. The Cardinals put up 2 more in the bottom of the 7th, but again, not enough, falling just short and losing the twin bill by the scores of 7-6 and 6-4 to Kalamazoo Central.
Well, one last bit of business before we wrap up things from here at Lowfield, the naming of a McDonald's player of the game. We'll do that after this from McDonald's in Branch County.
Do you like getting more? Are you in favor of more flavors? Do you like having your vanilla cone and eating it too? Then McDonald's new Dollar Menu and More is for you. It's all your Dollar Menu favorites and so much more. Like the crunchy, tangy, brand new barbecue ranch burger, just $1. And the new bacon cheddar McChicken sandwich with thick cut applewood smoked bacon, only $2. For those who think more of a good thing is a great thing, there's the new Dollar Menu and More. Something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
With our McDonald's player of the game from the nightcap of our doubleheader, which saw Coldwater getting swept by Kalamazoo Central, 7-6 in the opener, 6-4 in the nightcap. And we thought some of the performances that stood out for the Cardinals in the nightcap, Chris Vandenhout definitely came to mind. We were both thinking this at the same time, but you verbalized yours first during the break.
Well, Chris had 2 hits on the night. He was the one of 2 Cardinals with 2 hits, and Grant Maurer was the other one with 2 hits, but we gave Grant McDonald's player of the game, a co-player of the game in game number 1 along with Brady Duke. But Chris got a base hit in the 5th inning and stole a base and got a double and then advanced on an error there in the 7th inning, knocked in a run and scored a run for the Cardinals to eke them closer to trying to knock off Kalamazoo Central, but he fell a little short. Did a good job out in center field tonight, and we're going to go with Chris Vandenhout for our McDonald's player of the game for tonight, game 2.
Oh, once again, congratulations to Chris Vandenhout, our McDonald's player of the game. Our post-game commentary with Coldwater head coach Randy Spangler, incidentally, was brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Recycling your cardboard with Union Pallet and Container Company of Coldwater can deliver real value to your business and the environment. Recycling 1 ton of cardboard saves more than 17 trees and eliminates landfill waste. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's cardboard, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. We talked about what's coming up for the Coldwater Cardinals over the next week. Meanwhile, on the softball side, the girls had the day off. They host Parma Western on Saturday for a doubleheader. It's going to be their parents' night or parents' afternoon, as the case may be. And then they will host Sturgis for a twin bill coming up on Tuesday, and that will be our next broadcast action here on WTVB.
Yeah, it'll be fun to do the girls on Tuesday night. Again, as you mentioned, though, the girls will be playing against Jackson County Western in a doubleheader on Saturday. And then we'll be back on the air Tuesday, correct?
Tuesday, we will join the doubleheader in progress at 5:30 following Tuesday's edition of the Evening Journal. And I do believe the Cardinals are in contention for the Smack East title at this late stage in the season, so it'll be exciting for them.
Oh, absolutely. No question about that. So we wish Coach Scheidler.
Coach Scheidler.
Yep. The best of luck the rest of the way with the girls.
From the WTVB scoreboard, we mentioned earlier tonight that the Coldwater Cardinals won the Battle of the Birds in girls soccer against Quincy, 3-0 shutout over at Quincy. And as far as the first pick of the NFL draft, turned out to be wrong. With the first pick, Houston has taken Jadeveon Clowney, the defensive end from South Carolina, with the number one overall pick. So Manziel still in play.
Remains to be seen.
As that continues on through the evening. Coming up Saturday here on WTVB, in addition to our live coverage from the Coldwater Swap Meet and Car Show with myself and Ken Delaney and Justin Lopshire, we'll bring you NASCAR Sprint Cup Racing from Kansas Speedway in the evening. The 5-hour Energy 400 pre-race coverage from the Motor Racing Network getting underway Saturday night at 6:30. We hope you can join us. That's the story from here at Lough Field for Justin Lopshire, the hardest working man in show business back at the WTVB studio. For my broadcast partner, Al Rackesy, Sean Watson signing off from the baseball home of the Cardinals. They lose both ends of the doubleheader to the Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants, 7-6 and 6-4. Until next Tuesday from the Road Race Softball Complex, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.